Dr. Sable, can you offer a note on patient Catrinia McGlory, C-A-T-R-I-N-I-A, McGlory, M-C-G-L-O-R-Y, date of birth is 7-2-1967, date of service 11-25-2025, the pregnant of the patient is 58-year-old African-American female, who is referred to see me by Dr. Jarrett, G-A-R-E-T-T, I'm sorry, J-A-R-R-E-T-T, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, pure paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following one: chronic kidney disease stage 3A with creatinine, with GFR ranging between 48 to 52 milliliter per minute. Next, perimenopause, next, prediabetes, next, chronic hypercalcemia, next, history of kidney stones in the past, next, history of STD with a recent trichomonas infection that was treated, pure paragraph. Transurgical history includes right shoulder and right wrist history with chronic pain in that area. Next, cholecystectomy, pure paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies, pure paragraph. Social history, patient is single, has three kids, has grandchildren, no smoking. She does drink occasional alcohol, no drug use. She is a retired United States Postal Service worker, pure paragraph, family history. Father had both stones and diabetes mellitus type 2. Mother had cervical cancer, had radiation, and then had metastasis to her colon. Brother had prostate cancer. Another sister has brain aneurysm. Your paragraph review of systems. Disease, no headache. She wears glasses for reading. No chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She does have nocturia times 1, no straining upon urination. She has complete bladder emptying. No leg swelling. She has pain shoulder, pain right shoulder and right wrist, intermittent. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she never received any COVID child gene editing therapy, pure paragraph. Medications currently none, pure paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, the CNT, pupils drum reactive to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical fibrinopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein essential bilaterally, moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no teeth, pupil of neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular, rate and rhythm, no S2, no member soil, no friction, no lung, active to auscultation, no crackles or resistant abdomen staff, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary, no rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, skin, no skin rash, no renewal exam, is non-focal. Investigations available to me from October 29, 2025. Sodium 136, potassium 4.2, chloride 102, total 219, BUN 19, creatinine 1.13, CMH GFR 56 mm per minute, glucose 85, calcium is 10.6. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. Patient has hypercalcemia as risk for chronic kidney disease. We're going to do full renal workup, including imaging studies and serologic workup, quantification of proteinuria, and avoid any nephrotoxic agents, pure paragraph. Next, chronic hypercalcemia. We're going to start workup, rule out parathyroid adenoma versus other. She does have high supratherapeutic vitamin D, a level of 128, and vitamin D was discontinued. We're going to recheck her serum calcium as well as her vitamin D level, period. Next diagnosis, prediabetes with high hemoglobin A1C of 6. Patient is advised to do exercise and low-carb diet. Next, history of kidney stones in the past, the latest CT scan that was done and reviewed showed no kidney stones. She may benefit from a little link study. We're going to discuss that with her next visit, period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jarrett, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC. Dr. Jarrett, J-A-R-E-T-T, and the report. Thanks.